How can we be happy if you're gone?
And it's hard to do good when we're always being mistreated.
I know, John. But God says, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven.
With God's love in your heart, you can love Miss Curmudgeon, make a new start. Stop your grudging today. You'll find you can do it with ease when you find yourself down on your knees. Just pray for a change, even if it feels hard to do it. You're better off leaving God to do it. He knows what to do better than you, so pray for a change. When the status quo needs shaking, then sit back, for God loves making changes you can't arrange. When you take it to the Lord and pray for a change, when it seems things can't get worse and your enemies start to curse you, remember this wonderful verse you know to be true. And here's what you do. You pray for a change. Stop trying to make things happen. And just as quick as a finger snapping, God will know what to do. Cause when you pray for a change, you may think it's strange. Say a change in her and a change in you.
Heavenly Father, Miss Curmudgeon hasn't been very nice to us, but we forgive her. Please, help her to know Jesus so he can change her on the inside. Maybe then she'll change on the outside. Help us to learn to love her too. In Jesus' name, amen.